A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah, after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." And they answered her, "But there is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his mute father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately, Zechariah's mouth was opened and his tongue was freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the entire hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, and they were saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord is with him." The Gospel of the Lord. Every time I read or see the scripture from the prophet Malachi, which is probably pronounced more like Malachi, I can't get out of my head. One of our Redemptorist parishes had an early morning mass. The person was lecturing for the first time and said, "A reading from the book of the prophet Malarkey." I did everything not to laugh. I was thinking of dead people. But it reminds me, this is anything but malarkey. It's so true and so intimate. The Lord telling us over and over again, "I'm sending my messenger ahead to prepare the way." We boil it down to try to understand. So we begin with, what is the way? Or as we call the way of the Lord. How is it that the Lord comes to us? It's not on Interstate 10. It's not on Picture Rocks Road, that kind of thing. Or even from the skies, but through here. This is the way. The human heart. The most intimate way that the Lord could come to us. Very tied in with what is expected of us then. Since the Lord comes to us via the heart, that we're expected to receive others in the same way. And to show them as an example how to receive the Lord and how for them to reach out to others. In the gospel, his name will be John. John means the Lord is gracious. I've been told that all my life because my brother, who is less than a year younger than me, his name is John. He's got a big plaque in the house. The Lord is gracious. The Lord is gracious. He's never let me forget that. I found out, I did a little research, that at least 100 times, I don't know who counted it, but at least 100 times you'll find that in scriptures. Some kind of reference to the graciousness of the Lord. The whole scripture, this whole love story, is about God's graciousness. What is graciousness? You know, it's kindness, it's thoughtfulness. And since we're called to be like God, we ask ourselves, well, how is God gracious? You know, Jesus speaks of loving parents. Your child is hungry. You're not going to give him a scorpion. Boy, that hits home here in this area, doesn't it? You're going to be mean and give him a scorpion? No. You care for your children. You give them what's best. And make sacrifices. A lot of sacrifices. And that's what God does toward us. It doesn't matter, again, what we think about it, what our opinion is, or how good we are, or how bad we are. Anybody is. That God is gracious, graciousness. And for us to, we want to be like God.
to be gracious. And the next step would be to be merciful. And that includes forgiveness. That's the hard part. When is God gracious? You know the prayer we always pray? All the time. God is good all the time, all the time. God is good. You know, I'm sure all of us do, from time to time, some of us more than other times. Gee, I just don't add up to what God wants me to be like. How can I be like God? Well, in my old age, I've come to understand now, we can't do it by ourselves. It's impossible. We need God's grace. It's God's grace that molds us, helps mold us into His likeness. God helps us to be like God. So let's pray we have hearts open to God's grace so that we might be who God wants us to be gracious as God is gracious.